ازاي هنشمس على المرأة يا كبير دي سوى بنت ازاي هنشمس ده ليه وشين ويش يشوف فاو Okay. So yesterday we ended the shiur discussing the following. We said the halacha is ein ha-balua yotze mechaticha l'chaticha b'lo rotif. That something, say you have a potato and it has was cooked with a non-kosher piece of meat. So now there's no shishim. So there's a blia of tarfus in the potato. So now you take away the non-kosher piece of meat and you only have the potato. So that potato has a blia of tarfus. Now you take that potato and cook it with another potato. So then the blia from potato A, which is the tartrate meat, will go into potato B and aser. But say there was no cooking from when you took the potato A, the potato B, you just roasted it together, right? So there's no liquid, there's just heat, roast together. So then the blia from potato A will not go into potato B because ain't a balu yotze mechaticha l'chaticha with a low rotif. So, but then the last thing we were talking about was what's the din if you have a kli that has a blia. So you have a kli that has a blia of iser, a pot. You cooked a pot in with treif meat. So now this pot has a blia of treif meat. That's within 24 hours. And then you took the stuff out, cleaned it, good, still within 24 hours. And then you roasted, took this pot, and you put a piece of fish, and you roasted it, you just turned on the fire without any liquid. So that was the question we raised. Will we say the same thing, that ein habalu yotze mechaticha chaticha b'lo rotif? So that's what... So Rav we had this discussion, right? Adit said what? Switch. Well, first he said what? That it's awesome. And then Biddy said no. And then you saw you changed his mind, agree with Biddy. But then I said, no, you're really right. Because the concept applies from one chaticha to another, one kli to another kli, one piece of meat to another piece of meat. But kli to ochel, you don't need rotev. So if you have a belia in a kli, and then you do it sli with an ochel, you don't need. That's how we ended the shiur. But we didn't explain why. Why should that be? Anyone who could suggest the reason why should that be? That from a kli to an ochel, it is easier to... It doesn't need a what? It does not need a rotave to be able to see the blia and from the kli to the ochel. Ooh, ah. So now we quoted this from who? The Hagos Shari Dura? Hagos Shari Dura on page 22. But we didn't explain why. Now we have to explain why. Because we're going to give a...
Is it possible that there's less of a step needed to extract a
from
a kli than from an actual piece of
why? You're just rephrasing the question.
Okay.
You can see Moshe. What is it? Yes.
Because the food maybe it has other blues, it has other tastes to it. So that doesn't that you need the rotate in order to get the blia up, but you have a kli. It's only the blia that's the only taste that's there, so it's easier.
Right, exactly. So that's the work. We'll see inside. Very good. That's the goes. He says when you have a potato, And then there's a tom of mustard in the potato. The potato has its own tom of potato. But now you have the tom of the basar. So to extricate the tom basar from the potato, then you need rotev, because it's harder because both things have tom. But a kli doesn't have tom. It only has the tom of its own. It's a piece of whatever, metal, whatever it's made out of. There's no tom to that. So the only tom that is the tom of the food. So the tom of the food, that could be more easily extracted because it just has to come out. It's not intertwined with other tom. Let's see that inside, and then you can ask your questions. He says like this. Take a look at page 22. Dogim Sholo Bukhara, the second line. That's a famous case. We do Basim Chol. The Dogim Sholo Bukhara means that you have a fish that was in a pot. So there's a whole discussion. There's a fleshed pot, and this fish roasted in it. And then the question is whether you can eat it with milchik, put milchik on it. So we say it's mutter because it's a double, no sintam or no sintam. Because the time of the meat went into the pot, and after the pot into the fish. And that's why it's a no sintam or no sintam, maybe that's more cow. But so the Hagoshari Dura says, why do you have to give that reason? Just say, because there was no rotev, that's why. That's why it's mutter. So he says, so you see from here, and we don't say that. We only say that b'chaticha sheyesh l'lifl lo bigufo. That it has to, chaticha has to be poleted from itself. So it's not going to be polite without. But exactly what Judah said.
That lavdavka, like whether multiple things that were
moved the multiple things to one thing. So still, it would only be Tom. It wouldn't be like a potato is a chaticha, a potato, and then there's tom that got it's woven. So that's going to be harder to extract. But if everything is in the realm of tom, even though there might have been some tom there from before within 24 hours, there's just tom with tom. It doesn't get a grip on it. But when you have tom interwoven with the be'ed, then it's a stronger grip that the be'ed has on the tom, and then to extricate that from there, you need rotif.
Why then, by plea to plea, you say that it's not put this far out?
Yeah, so Moshe Gordon has a very good question. So what about klee to klee? If you make klee to klee, you don't say the same thing. We should say the same thing, that ain't a chaticha.
It's the biggest top fly I ever saw. I know.
Felix, it's not the time now to land. Okay, so let's see. So Moshe Gordon is asking a good question. If that be the case, so by Tom, by Kedera L'Kedera, it should be Usher, because it So what's the answer? So I think the Chavos Nas is going to say something on page 26 that similar to that shock. That you know, when it's a dover kasha, it's hard to you know, muffling with liach echad. So too, it's not going to be to get out with a rotif. That's on page 26. Ain shaptei kli oser kli. Near a day clean, that's a few machos sheesh by Isa Balua. A few shomin, inkly also a few of Balua shomin. We use in my hair time of Balua, Tice using machal. Fiatam, the machal of the Kleeshu Kasha. In machashin of my lots is men of Balua, Yosin between Kosha King, Shane Mathle, Mavlia, Mimachal, Kleeshu Kasha. So maybe that's the answer. But it's a double kasha. So maybe it might be able to come out, but it won't be able necessarily to go in the next play. If you look at the Chidushim here, page 26 in the Kabbalah Das, it says Klisha Bola Hatam on the bottom. Tainat Gilesley played the Begufa Paletas Tam Habalua below Rotif. That's why Kli is different. Well, Ekli Nesem and Machal Sheish Balu Isafil Habalush Shamim Chemo Kli Osa Kli. I am Beurim Sifkatan Tesvav. So then he said, and Ekli Osa Kli. So then he sends you to what he wrote up on top. The Beurim. So even if you have a Balu, so from an Ochel to a Kli also, It's not gonna work. Because it has to go into the kli. But for a kli to an ochel, so that's the best scenario. Because a kli is easy to be piled because it doesn't have its own tom. Then it's gonna go to an ochel, which is not so hard. So a kli to ochel is gonna be the most machmer scenario. But ochel to ochel or ochel to kli, that has all the complications because the kli is hard, etc. But that's a very misogynistic thing. So now let's take a look on page 29. So look what he says. Having the end of the Rambam, page 29, last two lines. She talks about steak kederes nogel zubazu. So you have two kederes that are touching each other. The ain osim zu and zu in a gear. One is one's milchik, one is fleshik, and they're touching each other. It doesn't answer. Why? Why is it the take there is an ogre zumazu aser? Because what? No rotif. Miul chatchil yesh nizor b'chol zeh. So the shaila is, what's the din of? You need separate burners for milchik inflation. Where you have stove burners. But usually we don't have separate burners for milk inflation. Why? Simple shot is because it took, there was a piece of cheese fell on the burger and became on the burner and it became milchah, it's not going to asr the mefleshik. We left the be'ed is still there, but if not, it's not going to asr because it's a balua in the grate, the burner, but that balua is not going to come out below rotif. And there's not going to be rotif. There could be some moisture, but that's too insignificant. So the simple pshat is that there's no problem. But there's no problem to have no counter. You know, shouldn't be any problem. Because anything, any balua into a counter, the asana, the kli that you put on top of it, is going to be a violation of a liya yotze in a katicha or katicha or rotif. What do you mean?
So yeah, I'm mixing the meat sauce thing.
Rotate means on the bottom. Where
it's okay, going. And then it spills, and then I put them again.
Yeah, so, okay, so the yisod of what you said, to just clarify, maybe there is rotate. So we have to see what, who speaks about this? Comes thus.
Would that be
yours? Yeah, maybe if you're associated with David Gush, maybe. So, one second. But I want to answer your question. This is a very important question to answer. Look on page 25. Look what he says, the second arrow. You see the second arrow? Lufiza shtekedeir shenogu zim zeh. You got it, Avram Dov?
Yeah.
Where the second arrow is? Lufiza shtekedeir shenogu zim zeh filu lachem, even if it's Mutter, she shishu negin haven, the zelo mikri rotev, lohotzi abalum yido from the vofet. That's not too, what's his raya? In other words, just a little moisture that doesn't do the trick. Rotev means like a pot of water. Not only just a little, what's his raya? Which by tzli, when you roast something, then the liquid of the katicha is going to come out. But there's always going to be liquid. So why you say tzli is called below rotev? The answer is rotev, but that's minimal. And that's not going to be sufficient to be considered enough to extract. Right? So that's the kavod da is very important.
Isn't the pshat of those out there like the moisture from the heat of the kli, not like actual rotev?
No, but you see, he's bringing it right from tzli. So if you roast something, even a dry thing, once it gets roasted, the juices are going to come out. But it's not going to be the same amount of liquid as it's going to be in when you cook something, you have a pot full of water. So if it's not a pot full of water, it's just, you know, it's not going to do the trick. Understand?
Okay. Why do you have to copper a burner at all? Even if it's a tray burner?
Yeah, the simple shot is just a chumra. Or maybe you want to associate it as a bit in there, so you burn it out. In a hanami. Iker halacha, well, it's okay. Whatever counts on counter. Counters will only be a problem if there's a blia. And then some food fell in the same spot. Was that it's a kli to. But how about a blia kli? It's very. So it really counts as, you know, the only thing is, if you hold Noshe Tam Pogam, it's also the Pesach, so then there could be a Tam Pogam Chametz that went in, probably from a double gush, which is a Chumen its own right. And then it'll come out if there's a piece of food that fell on that place. But in a Chaname, to go from Kli to Kli, it's people do it for chametz, chumen to chametz, but really it's all mutter. I told you, nothing can go wrong with a sink, nothing can go wrong with an oven, and nothing can go wrong with a countertop. And so everybody points out all these things. Oh, so this is the question now. But what does the Rambam mean? Well, page 24. What page? You know, page 29, what does it say? Bi lechatchila yesh lizoher b'chol zeh. What's b'chol zeh? Well, what were the cases here? So first he says, you have a case of zeyah, let's say milk zeyah. There's a salami hanging from the ceiling. So if the zeyah comes up, and it's still yatsu lettuce, but by the salami, it'll also the salami. But it's not yatsu lettuce, it's going to be mutter. So you can have salami on top of a pot of milk that it's boiling. But if it's not yatsu lettuce, mutter. So that's why they put salamis hanging from the ceiling underneath, on top of the kedera, because they're assuming it's not going to be yatsu lettuce. Or if you, the thing that you're boiling the milk in is the frying pan is covered up, then it's mutter. Just like shtei kederos, but lechatchila usually zar b'cholzeh. Why? Okay, what's b'cholzeh? So, the Moshe has a tshuva. Do you have the supplement packets already? The Halakha supplement? The Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva from Chaim Schloss. Yeah, page 22 of the supplement. The Dvar Ham. So it's talking about the stove tops, right? You need a special one for being a milk. We put the, you know, where the fire is. You put the, you know, whether what do you call it, the what you put the pot on.
The
great. So he says, so what's the problem? No problem. Then, so he says you can use the same grates. Right, people don't have. So then comes page three, got the Olmec, the Tree Garden Hills, the Tufshin Lamed Hay. People kiss my Tufshin Lamed Hay. And he wrote the Moshe Tshuva. It's the way Rabbi Moshe writes it. You know, basically his question was, how could you say it's mutter to use the same grades if the Rabbi says you have to be this or l'chatchilos? So that means l'chatchili should do it. So why is Rabbi Moshe permitting to get l'chatchilos? You hear the kasha? So Rabbi Moshe says, anyways, he says, I gave the psak, shouldn't worry about it. But since you said it's a Ramoah, it's against me. And since you said you showed it to several Rabbanim, but they don't have an answer, so therefore I have to respond. So he says, well, the Ramban, the case of the Ramban that it's really going on is a case where you're covering up the lid, the Zaya covering up the lid. And if you would cover it up, then the Zaya will go up of the milk and it touched the salami. So you could put salami on top, even though you covered it. So it's not going to be a problem because you might forget to cut it. Cover it. And that's what Moshe says it's referring to Yesh Lizor Lechatchilo. Ula Yishkach. But if it's so far up that even if you wouldn't, you forget to cover it, the Zay won't be yet so lettuce, then it's mutter. So he says, Moshe says the only case that the Ramah is going on, Yesh Lizor Lechatchilo, is only a case where there's a salami hanging from the ceiling and you have a milka pot right under it. And if the Zay would go up, it would Aser. So even though you are covering it, but you might forget to cover it. That's what he said. That's what it's referring to. Oh. So the Yishal Chazal Chachim only if there's a chashash that something can go wrong. So what about the case of Shtei Kederos? Well, it's the chashash. He says, "You should mistake David. Should know who's Amazel Loshen Hokus Klal. Hashem Yozel Hashuma Meaplada VaPeshtida Shulchus Tam. She Ainu Before She She Yesh Lizoy Koyka Mashtik David. Should know who's Amazel It Stodim. LaRachel Zelam Alam Izeh B'Machlas V'Chusa." He's saying the case of Yesh Lizoy the Chetchil is not going to the case where it's Zevet Sanzeh. So we'll go to the case of one on top of the other where it's covered, and you might forget to cover. And even if you want to say it's going to the case with the Shtek and Davis Zemzazah, That's only if there's a chashash, then it could spill over into the next pot. Says, but even if you want to say that it's referring to even the cases of the two pots next to each other, that's only, well, in the last paragraph on page 2, he says, Yidei Don Khan, Murat Allah Be'ed, the Mitzan Abliya, him Shnei Kedera, Shinogam Zabazad. Hey, Madichi, yeah, Allah Be'ed, Murat Mitzan Rashad Ishbach. But it's only, it wouldn't apply side by side. It's only if it's Zabazad Zah, Zal Gabi Zah. Because the Zah goes up. I think he writes one place in the tshuva. Maybe the only chashash is if it could, the bed could fall in from one part to the other. But if not, like, for, or in other words, if you're not doing the two parts at the same time, it's not chashash for that. But that's his word. That it's only really going in the other case. Yeah.
Well, what if they're. If there are two, you don't have to worry, what if there are two things next to each other when the day, you don't have to worry that the day is going from one into the other?
No, because the day goes up. Just last night, someone asked me to show you at the wedding last night. What if something was, covers were on top and that's and the day is going side? So usually the day goes up. So if it goes up, it's not going to.
Maybe it's uncovered.
Yeah.
And what if it's like a pan? What if there's two pans next to the wall or lower?
No, it goes up. No, it's the natural course of things.
The
right, so that's the question about the ben. But that's also, it's a chashash. Now, if you take a look, the source of this Ramah is on page 5. He says, "We call Malcolm a divrei Rav Meshem Ri Rabo. Yesh Lusmach Leviosa Brurah Avogav that Vagos Ashri as a Raviyon Polin a Rebbein Baruch. Those of Shuma Shalisa Abalu, but the Kara Polin Bechaticha Chama. Vali Bechli Shem Otam Begufo Polin Tam Abalu Ba Fil Bo Rotev Al Chaticha Shem Otam Begufo Ein A Polin Rakos Otam Lo Tam Abalu. I don't care any rotev. I don't come to us." This was some of the Rosa Halek. Okay. Hey, Mashmuk says, come on, who's taking theirs? Hamas, no gives them Zer. The fear of Harif, we found the Rabbein Baruch in Isa Hassan. What's the Rabbein Baruch? So I think the Pshat is the Rabbeinu Baruch. I think it might be explicit someplace. And that is, he's choshesh that the Malua is Yotzei b'chaticha l'chaticha below Yotzev. That's why the simple Pshat, as someone was pointing out, is not like Rav Moshe's Pshat in the Ramah. It's like we all know say that you have to be cheshes lechatchila. I mean, because this you can look up. This whole source is the Eish L'Chos of Shari Dura. Mestabim Rav Moshe had, when he wrote the Tshuva, he didn't have a Shari Dura in front of him. Rav Moshe didn't have Sfarim. He wasn't into Sfarim. Maybe Shas, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, don't say Caleb, but he didn't have all these Sfarim that the Shulchan Aruch was quoting. You know, like Hagos Shari Dura. I don't know if he had necessarily had it. The simple shot is that the Prada he has in the Ramah is not the simple shot. Because the Ramah is based in Shari Dura, and then the Shari Dura seemingly is just saying, we're foolish for the opinion that there is Leah, Mikhatifa, Khatifa, and the relatives. But nonetheless, it's still, Ramosha could say it on his own, even if the Ramah didn't, he could say it on his own. So, but this happens before. The woman, Mom's asking Kasha, Ramosha said a pshat with a certain Rishon Rahman, and you look it up, it's not, it seems to me not the pshat. Just Rav Moshe didn't have the spark, so he was just saying a pshat. But Rav Moshe could still say it. Could be. I mean, it wasn't against, you know, if the Shas said differently, it's one thing. Maybe deep down he was like the Rugged Shomer. Like the Rugged Shomer only dealt with Shas and the Rambam and your Talmud Bavli and Yerushalmi. He didn't deal with Rishonim. He didn't deal with Achronim. He didn't deal.
It's why the Rambam can give a question. Should be like, in other words, he's explaining. No, the Rambam saying this is the Chumrah.
Right.
No. Like,
what?
And really, he's saying.
Rambam said it was Rambam. It was a Shulchan Aruch that he dealt with. You see, Rambam didn't even deal with the Mechaber Rambam. Rambam deals with the Mechaber Rambam. So you have a Rambam against me. So I'll give you a pshat in the Rambam.
If we would show this to
Ramosha,
no, could we change his mind? In other words, like, can we use the
talk
knowing that he might have changed his mind?
Yeah, because he's still his own person. And it could be, you know, it's like Rav Chaim Volozhin, sometimes as puppets for the per previous generation, you don't just say, I disagree with him, you give an ukipta. You know, we meant it in this case. That's the classic of Shas of Chaim Volozhin. Well, he meant that in this case. He probably didn't. But this way, you're not saying I'm arguing, even though you are. You're not saying you are. You're a Chobot HaKadmon. There's a nice piece, Ben Castro, David Cohen's said, there's a famous tshuva, Rav Moshe on abortion, and he's Rav Moshe says it's a tosis, it's mashma, it's a live thing, a fetus. So Rav Moshe says probably a Talmud Torah wrote it. So since somebody else says back, I would just say Talmud Torah wrote it. That's the way you get out of any. The answer is he disagreed, Rav Moshe, but who with that? I disagree with tosis. So you make some thing that it's, you know, that what David Cohen was saying was basically the Litvish way of Psak. You learn the sugya and you figure out, so based on the sugya. Then if there's something that seems to get in the way, that's not from the sugya itself, then you just have to just say that it's, he only meant it in this circumstance, he only meant it in that circumstance, you know, Talmatoa, you know, you get it online. It's what's his name? David Lichtenstein. I guess he had a thing on abortion or whatever. David Cohen spoke, and he says this word on the radio show. But the Minig Yisrael is to be makel. Yeah. We don't have separate burners for milk inflation. Even the Chachilim. Okay, blue flavor. Okay. Blue. Thanks.
Shut up, I love you.
Okay, so a little slower, so. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so do these Monday regular shiur. So next week is the last week before Pesach. So we'll try Bez Hashem to have Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. This Sunday, Bez Hashem is my yahrzeit for my father. I'm going to be giving actually a shiur, I think 9:30 for the yahrzeit of my Arbisfeld. I think 307 in Gluck, but then at 11 o'clock here, father, I mean, Yom Pesach. So if anyone's around, you're welcome to come at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. Thank you, Rebbe.
Well, man.
I'm not feeling well, unfortunately. I was in bed for sure.
Okay.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos, man. What is it all about? Yeah. And then it sounds simple.